Spirit of God, with each breath you take, breathe out all that's not of God, breathe out.
The sun rose here a little while ago, and the birds have made their way here in a troop of three squirrels as well. So life is well on the mountain as I reach out to you. Greg Lacamelli and I and the mountain community want to greet you at this strange time of life. We're in the middle of the Easter season, and we've celebrated the Lord's resurrection, which doesn't just happen once, or it happened once and it's ongoing. It's so unfoldingly, ongoingly alive and real. It is right now. Not in my words or even in our just sitting down, but it's actually in the depth of our very breathing. In our very breathing, and in fact, at a time when we could say so many things are going on that are so terribly painful, and we look at figures and numbers maybe of the death rate of people and loss from families that we know, and it literally takes our breath away, while others have lost their breath, their ability to breathe. And then there are the many who just are sacrificing themselves to exhaustion in their daily labor of caring for people who are on the edge of death or on the edge of recovery, coming back from this terrible and up until now, terribly unusual disease that's come upon us as a people and on a world not ready for it. So much, it seems, in us isn't ready, and without leaving that, but bringing that here, letting that loss of our breath come here, one of the things we find in Jesus talking to us before and after his resurrection, before and after his death, is his longing that we would live and have his breath. I mean, he's amazingly emphatic about it, and I've just taken a little time reading over John's gospel again, and you may or may not want to take time doing this over these next few days or whenever you wish, whenever the occasion might arise. John, early on in 15, 12, further on, what we call the Last Supper discourses, it's so beautiful and it so opens to this intimacy that he has with his disciples, his friends, his followers, the women who come and find the empty tomb. It's just an incredible assemblage of a small group of people who end up lighting up the world because they breathe the breath of Christ. They received the Spirit. Receive the Spirit. Because the sins that you forgive will be forgiven. Jesus speaks these words to us finally and again and over again, but particularly at the beautiful supper time, the appearance of the disciples, and they're all locked away and scared. Their world's been thrown upside down, and different than ours, but maybe similarly, we barely know the top from the bottom, and it takes our breath away. And Jesus, in such a deep way, understands that. And when he said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive." In other words, take in the holy breath, the very Spirit of God, that which comes up and out of the God who is and was and always will be, is here. Now, our minds are not going to grasp that, but it's fun dreaming about it, you know, and having your own image of that. But the beautiful thing is that faith invites us to receive that and then live it and proclaim it. We could spend all of our time scratching away at the thought of how could this ever be, And it's a wonderful question. Just like right now, you could say, how could it be that so many people are suffering? And that's an essential question. But we're so blessed that it's not stopping some of the best of our scientists, our caregivers, our families from continuing their care. They're giving breath where they can and do. And that's the movement that's going on in our lives, my friends. It's a beautiful one, but it's very sobering. It's very moving. It's the Easter movement that is really what joy is. It's like, okay, you're full of this joy. Now roll up your sleeves and bring good news to other people. That life is not only yours, but life is given to you to give life to others. Moms and dads know something about this, especially couples or friendships as we fall in love and find our way, risky relationships where we think, gee, do I forgive? Do I take a little more time here? Am I a dope to stay with this person? They're all good questions. The model Jesus gives us is not one out of an ill model, a dysfunctional model as we use in our contemporary terminology. It's out of a model of fidelity that goes back in the very beginning of our understanding of the God who came and will always remain. The Yahweh who was close enough to Moses that if Yahweh had been eating garlic that day, Moses would have smelled it. Come on over here, begins the great conversation. And Jesus says that to us now. Come sit down again. Be beside me. Receive the breath you need. Life is breathless at times, even now. Even those for us, as we say, are hunkered down somewhere or seem maybe in the back of our minds thinking, ooh, this is a little easy for us. Well, my friends, it's not, and it won't be as we pull our lives together, not because choose it to be difficult. It's because it is challenging to breathe, not only for ourselves, but for one another. The call from the nation, from our life, is exactly that. Jesus breathed for us and gave us his breath, so we would breathe as each of us can and will, for as long as we might, in loving service of one another. It's an exceptional and very humble and wonderful engagement to share the very love and life and air of a relationship, to be in an intimate place and time that Easter conjures up for us, invites us to know it. It goes on, but I won't further. I'm going to let you enter more into this yourself if you wish. It goes on, though, this Easter season to Pentecost. And, of course, Pentecost again takes us back to this phenomenal reality of the intimacy of the room, the coming of the Spirit, the fire and light in us and over us to bring new life to the world. Jesus' world, which is to say the culture, the political systems, and religious structures, if they weren't dead, were bringing death to people. Not that they wanted to, but from time and over time, they hadn't become renewed. They lost their sense of service and focus and the fact that all things arise from a loving God. And when anything becomes our own possession and our own power, it is not the breath that gives us life, nor is it the life's breath that has come to us as a gift from God who is breath. So let us risk in this very difficult world when others are having a terrible time breathing, breathe with and for them now. Each in our own way, opening our hearts, our very beings, hearing the God of our own understanding beside us, leaning over us, rising in us. Receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the breath of life. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know. Be still. My friends from Greg and I and the mountain community, let us take a little while, breathe, and be.
Breathe in the Spirit of God. With each breath you take, your own self.